picture this. You are running late for class, and the time remaining until your morning lecture is dwindling fast. So you start running through piles of Chicago snow until suddenly you approach it.
Wait.
A place best described by an overwhelming sense of dread and anguish. The light, of course, turns red the second you arrive. You wait, staring at the time on your phone to cross the street, helpless, unable to even jaywalk. If this sounds familiar to you, you have probably tried to cross the Sheridan Road crosswalk near the Arch. Today, I took a trip to this infamous campus spot to see how Northwestern students feel about the location. From WNUR News, I'm Margot Mewall. You're listening to News at 6.
So usually I'm waiting way too long, and I really want the light to change, but there's also too many cars to jaywalk.
That was Celia McGallis, a McCormick freshman. Despite living on North Campus, Celia said that she interacts with the crosswalk quite often because she frequently ventures to Target in downtown Evanston for food and dorm essentials. Celia's background also makes the crosswalk especially difficult.
I'm from New York, so I'm used to jaywalking. It's definitely hard to just kind of stand there and wait.
I then stopped another student after they successfully crossed Sheridan Road. Third year Beaton student, Adam Clayton.
I think it's, you know, a little stressful because you never know if you can make it or not.
Afterwards, I ventured a bit higher up on Sheridan Road and approached students who had just jaywalked before the Arch intersection to hear why they made that decision. One student, Sam Gosel, a McCormick sophomore, was spotted, pizza in hand. When asked, he said the pizza inspired him to jaywalk.
It's going to get cold, so every second counts.
Sam went on to describe the crosswalk as, quote, terrifying, and gave students hoping to cut it off early a piece of advice.
Look right and left carefully before you go, and then hopefully I don't get hit.
Another jaywalking student was Jacob Rice, a Kellogg MBA candidate. However, Jacob, unlike Sam, said the crosswalk did not impact his decision to jaywalk.
I mean, I knew the crosswalk was there, but I don't know. I didn't think too much about it. I mean, I don't have any issues with it, really. I mean, pretty ambivalent towards the crosswalk as a whole.
Instead, Jacob said he just crosses the street at any point he can. Yet, not everyone expressed an apathetic attitude or disdain for the crosswalk, such as Middell freshman Evelyn Driscoll.
I also just really love the nostalgic vibe of the crosswalk. It feels very important to the experience of Northwestern. I feel like crossing that every day reminds me of how awesome it is to be a Northwestern student.
Evelyn also appreciates the social aspect of the crosswalk.
And I also really like it because it's a place on campus where you're guaranteed to see people, and seeing people on campus makes me really happy.
Another student, like Evelyn, appreciated the crosswalk. Her name is Vanessa Vital, and she's a Kellogg MBA student from Peru.
I felt safe. I came from a country in which traffic is not that good, so I feel here I can, like, normally cross the road without any problem. And I was also lucky because I didn't need to wait any time because it was, like, already 3-4 passing for us.
Some students, however, have developed a mathematical approach to the crosswalk, such as Weinberg freshman Matthew Britt Webb.
The thing is, the journey starts before I actually get to the crosswalk. It's just a constant calculation, you know? If I'm heading towards Allison, then, like, I'm watching the signal. So if it starts to beep and I'm, like, towards the banners, like, near the arch, then I know I can go. But if not, then I'm just going to wait because I don't want to, like, full-out sprint. And then coming the other way, there's the second tree from the crosswalk. If I'm there, by the time when it starts going off, I know that if I hurry up a little bit that I can get there.
It took Matthew some time to figure out the best crosswalk approach.
It took a bit. I mean, a couple of, like, awkward shimmies that I realized I would have to run too fast to get there. You know, it's just kind of muscle memory at this point.
But Matthew doesn't think he discovered this approach, per se.
It's definitely not something I've discovered. I'm sure this has been a thing since the creation of the crosswalk itself.
Ultimately, to Matthew, the crosswalk is all about personal choice.
Everyone just has their own sort of relationship with that crosswalk.